Shout it loud, hallelujah. Shout it loud, hallelujah. If you know that this month will open chains of breakthroughs into your life, shout it louder, hallelujah. Now let the person who would like to disgrace every Goliath, now shout a Goliath killing, hallelujah. Amen. Listen, beloved, if one way or the other the Lord brought you to this program, you have cause to rejoice. Because before we got here, the angels of the Almighty God, they are already seated waiting. Not only that, this is a prophetic morning. And as many people as we key in into the prophetic move of God, there is no way you will not have testimonies. Those of you watching us online, on this satellite, the anointing is in the world coming forth to you. That same anointing is over there as well. Key into it with full concentration. Therefore, everything you are going to do here within the next few minutes we've got, do it with all your heart. Do it with holy, holy misbehavior. Sing with holy misbehavior. Praise God with holy misbehavior. Believe in the Lord that as the prophetic words begin to come forth, it will catch your head. It will land on you. And your life will no longer remain the same. And everything that you have lost in the past, no matter how big they are, you shall be mysteriously compensated. Amen. This is the ninth month of the year. I want you to sing these nine songs of praises to the Lord. Sing it with fire and with power. Like I said, sing it with holy misbehavior. God dwells in the midst of the praises of his people. We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. As we offer, as we offer unto him the sacrifice of thanksgiving. As we offer unto him the sacrifice.
Your hand, your hand, your hand, your hand. We bring sacrifice.
We bring the sacrifice of praise
into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise
into the house of the Lord. As we offer, as
we offer unto him the sacrifice of thanksgiving. As we offer unto him,
yes,
the sacrifice of praise.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine, victory is mine today. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Oh yes, sir.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.
I told
Satan.
Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I
know
Satan can't give me
any.
Victory today is mine.
He's alive. Amen.
He's alive.
Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen.
He's alive. Amen. He's alive.
Yes.
Jesus is alive.
He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Sing his life.
He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive.
God, 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 God. Jesus conquered the world and give us victory.
Victory, victory.
Hallelujah. Victory, victory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will call upon the Lord, who is
worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised? So shall I be saved. The Lord, the Lord, my salvation be as all. The Lord, I will call upon the Lord. Worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from the Lord. Let us be the Lord, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Let us be the Lord, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The man of Galilee, for he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins, and because to me, I love the man of Galilee, of Galilee, of Galilee, of Galilee, much for me. Of Galilee, of Galilee, of Galilee, of Galilee, of Galilee, very much for me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. stand. Go ahead. I will sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I praise his name, my Father, Lord is good. I will sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I praise his name, for the Lord is good.
I will sing unto the Lord a joyful song. I will praise his name, for the Lord is good.
I will praise his name.
Oh,
I will praise his name. I will praise his name. Awesome God, the mighty God, I praise your name. You are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name. Some God, you are the awesome God, the mighty God, I will praise your name. You are the awesome God, the mighty God. I will praise your name, Jehovah. I will praise your name, awesome God, you are the
awesome God.
I will praise your name. You are the awesome God. I will praise your name. Violence. Pray these three prayers before you sit down. Don't care where the arrows will land. Just pray the prayer loud and clear. Say, messenger of frustration. Hear the word of the Lord. Carry your message back to your sender. As many people here as are suffering from any form of frustration, this is the time to send it back to the sender. Messenger frustration! Hear the word of the Lord! Carry your message back to the sender! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare. In Jesus' name we pray. That's great. That single prayer has brought so many people mighty breakthroughs. Now pray this fire prayer. Say, any power calling my name before any oracle, die with the oracle. Can I hear the sister shouting this? Brothers, let me hear you shouting it loud. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, this one. Just like you tell somebody here, that this singular prayer will give you 24-hour breakthrough. Say, powers sitting on my favor. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. And we praise your holy name for your mighty power. We thank you for your eagles, your champions you brought here this morning. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, this morning, wish you have designated a prophetic time. Let there be no one connected to this service who will not acquire uncommon testimonies. Lay your hands upon your people. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. You are the God of Elijah. Manifest your power in the name of Jesus. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. Don't sit down yet, beloved. I'd like you to be a prophet unto three people. Come to somebody. Say, my friend. Those expecting harm to come your way will be surprised by your promotion. In the name of Jesus. Say it to three people. Amen. Now look for three other persons. Turn to them, tell them, my friend, like Joseph, you will prosper in the midst of adversaries. In the name of Jesus. Prophesy to the life of three persons. Aha. Now, before you sit down, now I have to prophesy into the life of nine persons. Make sure they are nine in number. So, my friend, any power that hates your existence shall die suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Say to nine people. Shout hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Amen. Instructions in the middle of your battles. Instructions in the middle of your battle. Instructions. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Instructions in the middle of your battle. Now listen carefully. This morning, this is a different service. Actually, this service is to make available to you 70 prophetic utterances. The ball is now in your court to catch them, to arrest them, bring them into your life. But one thing is certain here today, as many people as shall claim any of these 70 prophetic utterances shall definitely have mighty testimonies. If you are one of those who will have testimony, let your amen be loud. How many prophetic utterances? 70. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I read from verse 14. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 14. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, "Hearken, ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. So tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head, his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of Kohath and of the children of Korah stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. What a strange battle plan. 20. And they rose early in the morning. They went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went up before the Lord's army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set an ambushment against the children of Amnon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which came against Judah, and they were smitten. That was why I asked you to sing those praises with holy misbehavior. Why is he going to do more? 23. For the children of Amnon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. These are three enemies that were fighting them. Now the enemies are now fighting themselves. For the children of Amnon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And listen to this. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. I prophesy upon the life of somebody here that your enemies shall destroy themselves. They shall destroy themselves. They shall destroy themselves. They shall destroy themselves. They shall destroy themselves. In the name of Jesus, let your amen roar like thunder. In the passage that we've read, we have instructions in the midst of battles. There are 10 instructions that God gives you in the middle of your battles, no matter what battle you are going through. Instruction number 1,
according to this passage you've read now. You must know your God. Know the God whom you serve. The Bible says, they that know their God, they shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. By the same token, those who do not know their God, they shall suffer, and they shall be exploited. Know your God, that your God is an awesome God. Your God is an awesome God. This is a very serious matter, and I want you to take it seriously. A few days ago, I was in Congo, Kinshasa. We were at the crusade. We were talking about the mystery of deep troubles. As prayer started, there was a lady in that program. She was 38, 39. She had never experienced menstruation at that age. She was in the program. Immediately we started praying. A few minutes of the prayer, our mother, who was not at the crusade, ran from home to rush to the crusade ground. I was asking after her. And when she came out, she said, I don't know what happened. She said, but a few minutes ago, my younger sister began to confess to witchcraft. I don't know what you are doing here, but it's affecting her there. She has started confessing to witchcraft. She said, when you were born, and we gave her your placenta to bury. She did not bury the placenta. She threw it into River Congo. That's why your menstruation is gone. That was all the mother came to say at the crusade, and she went back home. The awesome power of our God. Was from that moment, she began to have stomach ache. And by the next day, her menstruation that she hadn't seen for 30, 39 years started. That was the first time I would see somebody totally wet in blood, and she's laughing. The awesomeness of the power of our God. I decree upon your life that any witchcraft power hiding anywhere to fire arrows at your destiny, let the arrows backfire now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The second instruction, you must know the enemy, that the devil is bad and wicked. Third instruction, do not fear. Fear will not change your circumstances. Fear will not conquer the enemy. When fear is tolerated, faith is contaminated. When fear comes in, faith jumps out. Don't be afraid, no matter the multitude. Four, do not be dismayed. That is, don't be stressed out. Don't be troubled. Don't be worried. Don't be so much melancholic about the situation you are going through. Instruction 5, the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Instruction 6, the only language the enemy understands is violence. And the only thing the enemy respects is power. 7, you must know your spiritual weapons. Blood of Jesus, the word of God, fire of God, know those weapons. 8, know the word of God, which is quick and powerful. 9, have violent faith in God. That is, believe in God. He says you shall be established. And then he said, number 10, believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. Over 7,000 times in the Bible, when God speaks, he speaks prophetically. And when those prophetic words begin to come out today, I know the lives of somebody here will no longer remain the same. When God begins his operation, his power lacks respect. When God begins his operation, he can change the rules for your sake. When God begins his operation, he has his way in the wind and in the wild wind. When God begins his operation, he can create something out of nothing. And I pray for somebody here that any organ in your body that the enemy has destroyed shall be recreated now. In the name of Jesus. When God begins his operation, God can make a way where there is no way. When God begins his operation, the threat of your enemy, the plan of your enemy is relevant. When God begins his operation, it can take you from nowhere to somewhere. So 7 things are necessary this morning here. If you want to key into those prophecies, number 1, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. That is not negotiable. Number 2, you need to become a friend of God. And number 3, worry must die in your life. Worry will not give you anything. Number 4, violent faith to key into those prophecies. Number five, you need brutal, merciless, holy cry. The kind of amen you should say is an amen that when the enemy hears it, he runs. If you begin to say amen, amen to these prophecies, and you lose your voice in the process, you've made a good bargain. As far as you claim the prophecies, because that voice will come back. Then six, you need violent praises. When we begin the praises, praise God violently. And seventh thing is to believe his prophets. This is September, the beginning of the Ember month. Nine stands for completeness. Pregnancy lasts for 9 months and delivery comes. It was in the ninth hour Jesus said it's finished. Nine stands for harvest. Conclusion, completion of the matter. That's what nine stands for. So that's why you must key into that and claim this prophecy. I'm here to help you so that you can gain maximum benefit of today's service. If a friend brought you here today, you should thank your friend profusely. Because what will happen today in your life will mark a reference point. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. This is an important step before we begin to claim prophecies. All eyes closed. If you are here this morning, you are not born again. You have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Don't waste time because you want to go and pray. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just leave your seat and come to the altar here at the front or the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you. Quickly, just leave that seat and come out. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. That's why Jesus brought you here. Don't lose out on the volcanic and earthquake eruption of the power of God that is going to manifest here today. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? Do that very, very quickly now. Find a way to the altar.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath the blood lose all their guilties there and lose all their guilties there, lose all their guilties there and see
Sophia at the altar, I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. Just close your eyes, bow down your heads, say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from now, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. I become a citizen of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. We have taken this most important decision in life. I pray, O Lord, that you keep them standing by your path. Lay your hands upon their lives. This decision they've taken today, let it be permanent in their lives. Almighty will continue to uphold you, and you shall have a new beginning. In Jesus' name we pray. Right there where you are, the counselors will discuss with you and they will tell you your next step to take. The rest of us, please bow down your head and very quietly confess your sins to the Lord. Any sin that will make you not to claim your breakthrough here today, ask the Lord to forgive you. Please close your eyes, bow down your head, and say it. Jesus is here. He has never failed. He will never fail. He's the mighty man of war, the great I am. Talk to the Lord now. Talk to him. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood, 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 of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood, of Jesus. Come, bless the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord. Stand right now in the house of the Lord.
of your hand to the holy place. And bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Shout it loud, hallelujah. A louder hallelujah. Have your seat, beloved. If this month is your birthday, or you are celebrating your wedding anniversary, rise up on your feet now. Amen. Father, I thank you for this, your children. I pray, oh Lord, that as they are celebrating their birthday in this month, goodness, mercy, favor, glory will overshadow your life in the name of Jesus. Everything you have lost in previous years, you shall repossess in the name of Jesus. By this time next year, you become a bigger bundle of testimonies. I'm also praying for those celebrating their wedding anniversary. You shall continue to be well with your home. No weapon formed against that home shall prosper. The Almighty shall fight all your battles. In Jesus' name we pray. Rise up on your feet, beloved. Bring out your prayer request letter and stretch it towards this altar. Thank you, Jesus. And believe God for a breakthrough. Father, we thank you for this prayer request. You are the God that answereth by fire. Answer us by fire in the name of Jesus. Let every prayer request become testimonies in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Put away your prayer letter now. It is the prophetic hour. The louder your amen, especially if you know these prophecies are relevant to your life, the better, the faster your answer. Sing this song of praises with holy madness, violently. As you sing this song of praises, you prepare heavens to make you key into the mystery of prophecy. Are you ready? Be thou exalted, Lord. Hallelujah, Master, we praise your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, be thou exalted, Lord. Hallelujah. Master, we praise your name forever. Oh, yes. Your hand. He has given me victory. Jehovah. He has given me victory. Jehovah. John. He has given me victory. Jehovah. He has given me victory. Jehovah. God is good. He has done me well. Oh, my soul. Rise up and praise the Lord. God is good. He has done me well. Oh, my soul. Rise up and praise the Lord. Rise up and praise the Lord. Oh, rise up and praise the Lord. Rise up and praise the Lord. Your hand. Rise up and praise the Lord. Rise up and praise the Lord. Rise up and praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. I prophesy unto the life of somebody here that within the next 2 months, the Lord will lift you to where no man can pull you down. The Lord will lift you to where no man can pull you down. In the name of Jesus.
I prophesy upon your life that whether the enemy likes it or not, windows of great opportunities shall open unto your life in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud. Thank you, Jesus. I say word from heaven to somebody here. The Lord said, although many people are against you now, those who are against you shall prostrate before you. Let your amen be loud. Aha. I have a word for somebody here. The Lord said, those who are trying to stop you, they have stopped themselves. In the name of Jesus. Aha. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy unto your life that you will be delivered from the past and rescued into the future. Thank you, Jesus. I speak unto your life that your life will be an environmental transformer. And you will be a bringer of blessings. In the name of Jesus. Every messenger of affliction, of sickness, as I count seven now, they shall immediately carry their loads away from your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When I begin to count, you begin to cry out, carry your load in Jesus' name. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hear this word of the Lord. The Lord said, I should tell you that it will make victory out of your loss. Aha. And all those who are not interested in seeing you around, it is they who will not see around. In the name of Jesus, you shall overtake your problems, you shall overtake your enemies. You shall overtake them. 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 In the name of Jesus. There is a word from heaven to somebody here. The Lord said, I should tell you that you have had enough bitter times. Your hour of testimony has come. Your hour of testimony has come. In the name of Jesus, the blockages that have been arresting your blessings, they have been arrested now. Possess your possession. Possess your possession. Possess your possession. Possess your possession. In the name of Jesus. The Lord said, I will heal your diseases. I will bind your wound. I will refund your losses. The Lord will accelerate you into a new place. Receive that divine acceleration now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. That person over there, you are about to experience a marathon of favor. A marathon of favor. In the name of Jesus. Masika pola kaya bo shenderaba. Ribo sopinda katanda lakaya bo shenderaba. The seed of affliction arising from your foundation has been killed now. In the name of Jesus. There is somebody over there. The Lord said, He will sweep you into great breakthroughs. Aha.
And all those
who feel they are big and they are hindering you, they shall be massively disgraced. Aha.
And I prophesy upon your life that in your life this year, there shall be no loss. 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 In the name of Jesus. Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, this is your season of fulfillment. This is your season of good reports. Evil reports shall scatter. In the name of Jesus.
And this prophecy is specially for somebody here. The Lord said, very soon, you shall be able to give 90% of your income. Amen. And you will live abundantly on the 10% that is left. And you, that brother over there, you, that sister over there, I have this strange word for you. The Lord said, you shall bury the enemy assigned to terminate your life. You shall bury the enemy assigned to terminate your life. Makapota sata lakaya boshanda. Let your amen be loud. The power that divided the Red Sea shall change your story. 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 All your stubborn problems and stubborn enemies, they shall commit suicide. In the name of Jesus. I have this word for somebody. I don't know who this word is for. But if your amen can shake the gates of hell, it will manifest in your life. Your enemies will plan your celebration. That's right. They will plan it. Masapalikata. Ribosopondekeya boshentalaba. In the name of Jesus. Every threat to your existence shall backfire. That's right. And all the holes they are digging for you, the digger of the holes shall fall into the hole. And you shall be an overcomer. In the name of Jesus. Every problem the enemy is creating for you shall become your stepping stone to greatness. And every sickness assigned against your destiny shall die. It's happening, it's happening. Every sickness assigned against your destiny shall die in the name of Jesus. All the ancestral vultures delegated to feed on your destiny shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Every amen assigned to kill you shall die in your place. Thank you, Jesus. You shall receive favor from unexpected places. You shall have a voice from unexpected places. Your enemies shall destroy themselves. They shall destroy themselves. In the name of Jesus. Every agent of sorrow that is assigned against you shall crumble. Not only that, any door of tragedy open to torment you shall be shattered to pieces. Thank you, Jesus. Any chain that has tied you down to one spot is broken by the power of God. It's broken. 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 It's broken.
In the name of Jesus. Any power that wants to disgrace you shall be massively disgraced. In the name of Jesus. You will jump out of the pit of poverty into the arena of prosperity. In the name of Jesus. Every year of unconscious detention in the camp of the enemy is broken to pieces now. In the name of Jesus. Now this word is for somebody here. Every serpent and scorpion of your father's house that defeated your parents shall die. Let your amen be loud. Whether the enemy likes it or not, you will cross over to the arena of victory. Something is about to happen now. A miracle that will shock your doctors. It's about to happen. Creative miracles are about to happen. Aha. Every power that has padlocked your success, that has padlocked your children, shall release the keys by force. They shall release the keys. 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 In the name of Jesus. Every serpent that has swallowed the breakthrough of anyone here, the stomach of the serpent shall burst. And your breakthrough shall jump out. In the name of Jesus. Every power that has threatened you in the past, and they think that they have finished their agenda, they shall receive ugly surprise. In the name of Jesus. The habitation of strangers in the body, in anybody here now, strangers in the head, strangers in the chest, strangers in the kidney, strangers in the womb, let the habitation be rendered desolate for them now. In the name of Jesus. My capacity daka. Da ribosotondeke ya boshente raba. Da katandaka la pasanta raka. In the name of Jesus. All the enemies that have entered into the garden of your life, the power of God shall swallow them this month. I prophesy to somebody here whose voice can be very loud that your satanic siege is over. The siege is over. The siege is over. I speak unto the life of somebody here. That pit of witchcraft where they are diverting your benefits. Diverting your benefits. Your benefits are being withdrawn. And the pit shall be closed up. In the name of Jesus, I plug your life into the arena of promotion. Receive the promotion now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus, every river of pain, river of failure from which you have been swimming shall terminate. And you shall swim into the river of gain and prosperity. You shall fly from the sky of rejection to the firmament of dominion. In the name of Jesus, you shall depart from the bus stop of stagnancy and go into the bus stop of breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. There is a word for somebody here. If your amen can be louder than anyone around you, the Lord said, I should tell you that your breakthrough shall surpass every previous breakthrough that you have had. In the name of Jesus, receive it. 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 in the name of Jesus. You will arise, and your land will be a land of favor. Your testimony shall be great. Your miracle shall give birth to other miracles. You will move from victim to victor. You will move from shame to fame. This is for somebody here who has been crying to the Lord. God shall waste your wasters. God shall waste your wasters. God shall waste your wasters. In the name of Jesus. And your wasted years shall be compensated. Now with a loud voice, 21 times we shout, I receive it. Then you say the last one, in the name of Jesus. Are you ready now? Go! I receive it. In the name of Jesus, every year that you have lost shall be restored. Every joy that you have lost shall be restored. All the helpers that you have lost shall be restored. Your business, your career shall come alive in a new way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy upon your life that your speed shall increase. Your speed shall increase. Your speed shall increase. Your speed shall increase. In the name of Jesus. Your impossibility shall become possible. And you shall be celebrated. Let your amen be loud. Your prayer points here today shall be celebrated. Shall be celebrated. In the name of Jesus. Your life shall disappoint your enemies. Let your amen be loud. Your life shall disappoint your enemies. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy upon you. Stars cannot be touched. Your destiny is untouchable. Every demonic rule, contrary to your laughter, they are overruled now. In the name of Jesus. There is somebody here. You are walking into uncommon turnaround. Within the next 10 days. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God will locate you and connect you to the helpers of your destiny. In the name of Jesus. You shall sing your song and dance your dance. You shall sing your song and dance your dance. You shall sing your song and dance your dance. You shall not die but live to declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus. Every ladder of darkness placed to harass you shall become your ladder of honor. In the name of Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord now. Masikaya Boshendera Bakanta. Begin to thank the Lord. Something great has happened in your life today. Makatonda Sente Yaboshende. Ribosotondeke Yaboshendera Bakanta. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Oh God, I'm very, very grateful for all you have done for me. Oh Lord, I'm very, very grateful. I am saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Sing it loud, sing it loud. Hallelujah, oh Lord. Hallelujah, oh Lord. You have done for me, oh Lord. I am very, very grateful. I am saved. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. We give glory to the Lord, He reigns. Adoration.
Adoration to the Lord, He reigns. Adoration to the Lord, He reigns. He reigns, He reigns, He reigns. Adoration to the Lord.
Hallelujah, we give glory to the Lord.
We give glory to the Lord. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. We give glory to the Lord.
Everlasting Father, everlasting Son, immortal Holy Ghost, be thou glorified. Everlasting Father, everlasting Son, immortal Holy Ghost, be thou glorified. Louder! Be thou glorified, be thou glorified, be thou glorified, be thou glorified, be thou glorified. Praising the Lord, O my soul, this is the day you have made. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is the day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. This is the day of me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen. Things have happened here today. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Stretch your two hands towards this altar. If you are watching it on satellite, stretch your hands towards your screen. Listen to this words of prophecy. Your destiny shall attract color. In the name of Jesus. In the book of bad luck, your name is canceled forever. In the name of Jesus. The best effort of your stubborn enemies shall end in painful failure. In the name of Jesus. You will celebrate Jesus. And every disappointment shall become divine appointment. Your life will be a proof that the God of Elijah is still on duty. The Bible says when a righteous man falls 7 times, that he shall rise again. I prophesy for somebody here. You shall bounce back. You shall bounce back. You shall bounce back. You shall bounce back. You shall bounce back.
You shall bounce back. Right there where you are, prophesy upon your life that no man born of a woman shall stop you from becoming what God wants you to become. In the name of Jesus. Beginning from this day, there shall be divine revolution in your life. We shall bring you divine elevation. In the name of Jesus. And every opposition that shall come your way shall bring you mighty breakthroughs. Listen to me. The Lord said, heaven will bring down their policemen to arrest your arresters. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will lift you up and change your story completely. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Shout a sevenfold amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Glory be to the name of Jesus. As we are praying here now, a satanic bird was sent here. It is dead. Amen. It's actually on my feet here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Close your eyes now. All eyes closed. Now listen. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that desire. A lot of evil men are gathering themselves to rule Nigeria. A lot of occultic men are grouping themselves together to spoil the destiny of Nigeria further. A lot of blood-drinking men want to rule this nation. If we as a church allow them, they will cause chaos. This is why I want you to pray this prayer in anger. Say, every occultic power attempting to rule Nigeria within 24 hours. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Masikatala kayabo shenda. Yes. Let the occultic power be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Every politician whose agenda is to steal, scatter. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. If the agenda is to steal, scatter them. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power wanting to plunge Nigeria into bloodshed, you are a liar. Yeah! In the name of Jesus, wants to plunge Nigeria into bloodshed, you are a liar. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Finally. Say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise! Sanitize the leadership of this country. Sanitize the leadership of this country. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you are not aware, 18 countries in Africa are celebrating their 50th year anniversary this year. Mostly, they have not made much progress. But it's a power that pulls them down. All we need to do now is to now begin to bless Nigeria with all the blessing God puts in our mouth. As we move to this 50th year anniversary, speak good things into your country. Bless the nation. Bless the nation. Jesus' name we pray.
Father, I pray right now for all your children who have attended this prophetic meeting, that Lord, their testimonies will be permanent. The Lord will bless you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. It is written that you to the hills will raise up your head. From there comes your help. Your help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. Not suffer your feet to be moved. For it that keepeth you in our slumber, that keepeth Israel shall end our slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep you going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Then there shall any plague move near your camp. It is well with you. Every tragedy of Ember Month, it is minus you. It's minus you, minus your family. In the name of Jesus, I put you in the envelope of fire. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen. A louder amen. A louder amen. Let us share the grace in fellowship.